Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and, well, of course, it's Wednesday because this is Workshop Wednesdays. And, well, folks, we're into the first week of October. Before you know it, it'll be trick-or-treat, happy Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas. And the year will be over, just like that. So my question to you today is, how has your year gone so far? Have you been able to keep up with the speed of the days that end each month? I mean, it just seems like it was the 1st of September, now we're at the 7th of October. It just goes quickly. As a business owner, are you able to keep up with the speed of our days? I mean, we live in a fast, noisy, speedy world. We're always having to do something, and maybe it's self-inflicted. Not sure. But one thing I know for sure, every day I struggle to keep up with my list. Excuse me. Sometimes I think I should use a shorter piece of paper so that I can't fit all the things on the list. What do you think it would take for you to be able to compile a list of to-do every day that will make it more of a reality? Sometimes we create a long list of things to do to make it look like we really are busy, and most of the time we don't get halfway through the list. Now, you know, it's sometimes the list is carried over from day to day, week to week, month to month. Some of us are still trying to complete stuff that was on our list in February. It might be time to scratch it off and not even worry about it. I'm not sure what's happening in your world, but I know in mine, I'm always trying to stay ahead, which always keeps me behind. And I don't understand that sometimes. Because I'm trying too hard? I don't think so. Because I'm trying to do too many things? That's a possibility. Am I concentrating on the things that need to be done first every day? I try real hard. And some days I'm really successful, and some days I just don't feel like playing. Probably because I work too many days and too many hours, just like all solopreneurs, business owners. You know, even parents out there, right? It's a 24/7 deal, raising children, taking care of the house, going to your jobs, volunteering in the community, making it to church on Sunday. There's just so many things. Soccer practice. You know, football season's in now. I mean, people want you to come over and watch the game on Sunday afternoons. Do I go to church? Do I just cut out early? What do I do? How can I get everything done? Well, just like in business, folks, you need to sit down and prioritize what it is that you want to do. Where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? And you have to work the steps. Now, just because we want to make a lot of money in our business and be very successful, understand, that's why you go into business, right? Most of us are working every day because we have bills to pay. If we had no bills to pay, things might be a little bit different, but there's bills to pay. So you have to plan out. If you have a job, you know that you're required to work so many hours a day. And then the light goes on, it's time to give up the work mode and go into family mode. If you're self-employed, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, whatever you want to describe yourself as, you're working 24/7. At least, that's what you say. But the truth of the matter is, what you don't get done in 8 hours, 12 isn't going to make a difference. What you don't get done in 5 days, 7 isn't going to make a difference. So you need to balance your life. You need to make a commitment to doing so much in a day and calling it a day. If you have too many things on your list to do every day, that means you're trying to do too much and you're not going to be successful at it. So look back at your list and cross off the things that aren't important yet. It doesn't mean that you can't keep growing and trying things, but you have to make sure that you move the line up properly by scratching off the one thing and moving the next up. Prioritize your list. So, I mean, I can go on and on about this because it's a steady problem that I have, and I know that 90% of the people out there listening have, how to organize their day. And what happens when it doesn't go the way you organized it? Because does it ever go the way you planned it? There's them days that it does, and we celebrate them. But there are far and few in between the days that it doesn't go the way we planned. Because we planned to make it perfect. and nothing is perfect. And I'm not saying to plan to make it imperfect so you have a better excuse why it didn't happen. Just plan with an open mind and be willing to, you know, be a little bit more flexible in your planning, be a little bit more flexible in your business, be a little bit more flexible in yourself. Be able to be a little bit more open. So, you know, every week I like to talk about a little bit about our networking group that we do, Tough Talk Network, as the Tough Talk Radio side, which is where we're at today. But we also have Tough Talk Business Network, and that's a local business networking group. There's two, couple of them in Texas, one in College Station up by Texas A&M, and one here in Houston, well, Katy, Texas, on the outskirts of Houston. And a lot of times we have a large crowd of people that come, and we don't get a chance to talk to each other too much, but it's just part of the process, right? We're supposed to network, grow our business. That's the process. That's what we're told. That's what all the big speakers say. That's what all the books are written about. Help, you know, self-help books talk about improving yourself and then going out and being a good leader and a good servant. But a lot of people go to networking groups, and they don't really understand how to grow their business through networking. They're just doing it because that's what it says we're supposed to do. Just like in business, it says we're supposed to make so many calls a day to make sales. So we try to make the call. Sometimes the phone feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds, but we go through the process and we just want to get it off the list, just like in networking. We just want to go through and check off the boxes. Just like in reading your Bible every day, a lot of times we just do it because, well, that's what we're supposed to do, follow the rules. It's got to be more than that, folks. There's got to be meaning behind it. You have to go to a networking group with a strategic plan on what you want to do there, why you want to be there, and how you want to grow your business from it. You got to be willing to serve others and help others and learn. Most importantly, you got to be able to listen. Listen to the conversations that are going on so you can find out where you fit into that process. Or if you do fit in, is it the right group? Who knows? Just like reading your Bible in the morning, you have to listen real hard to what the message is saying. Because some days it may be pertaining to you and some days it may not. But every day there's a message for you to hear, so you need to listen. One of the things we talked about yesterday, well, there was two words that we talked about yesterday, okay? We had a smaller group, so we were able to make a big circle and sit down and have more of a brainstorming session, okay, instead of a workshop, which is a form of a workshop, I think. But the thing of it is, we talked about two words, commitment and follow-up. So when we talk about commitment, it means a lot. It's a big, it doesn't have that many letters in it, but that's a big meaning for a lot of us, to be committed to what we're supposed to do. Be committed to making the list that's a reality list so you can get it accomplished every day, so you can set it down and move on and spend time with your family, some quiet time. Who knows, maybe take a walk around the block with your dog. Sometimes we just really need to be committed to having an open mind, to being more flexible, to knowing that just not our way is the only way, to understand the value of reading, to grow, to be better. It's really important to have commitment. Because if you're not committed to going to your job, if you're not committed to running your team, if you're not committed to having your own business, then you're going to be in a world of mess. If you're not committed to raising your children with every proper tool available, there's no guarantee that you'll, be the most successful. But the guarantee is that you'll done everything in your power to try to be the best you could be. And sometimes that's difficult. So sometimes you got to find a friend. Someone that's like-minded, maybe even a coach sometimes, and sit down with them and have a conversation and seeing how you can shift your life just a little bit, because we're not always that far off. We're just a little click or two away from being on the right path. So it's important to have those conversations, to stay committed to the things that you need to do, whether you want to do them or not. You know, I think it was Brian Tracy who wrote the book, Eat the Frog. You do that big thing the first thing of the day. Get it out of the way. It'll build your confidence. The other word we talked about was follow-up. Now, you know, this is the problem what most people have is follow-up. Because how many times do you follow up before you're bothering somebody? How many times do you follow up before you throw in the towel? How many times do they say you need to follow up before someone will commit? I don't know. The conversion rate varies from product to service, service to product. It all varies. But if you keep track of what goes on in your little world, following up, you know, let's just take the simple route. You're raising children, you tell them to do something. Do you follow up to make sure it was done? Did you tell them to do something they weren't capable of doing on their own? When you follow up, it doesn't give them the best opportunity. So it's really important to understand if you're going to follow up on something to make sure who you're following up with has all the information of your service or your product. If your child has to do something, you're going to follow up to make sure it was done, that they had all the tools and skills to do it. It's important because you want it to be a good experience. And what about that customer, that prospect that you're trying to do business with? You've been following up with them for 2 weeks now. You sent them, you know, 4 emails, no response. Left 2 voicemails, no response. Okay, so that's 6 times you touched them. I don't know, maybe it's 8 or 18 or 80 times you have to touch somebody before they purchase. I'm not sure. I've heard a lot of different things. But one of the things I know for sure is if your conversation is proper from the beginning and you are asking the right questions and you're listening with both ears at all times, you might be able to understand their pain point. And sometimes by listening, we understand their pain point, and we understand one thing of reality is we can't help them. They don't need us. But some of us are committed to sell anyway. And after going back and forth and back and forth, deteriorate your confidence. So it sets you up to fail. So it's really important that when you're going to go into a situation that you don't set yourself up to fail. So the first conversation, make sure you ask questions and listen. And your questions should kind of be open-ended questions, starting with who, what, when, how. So you can understand about the person. You know, just because you tell me that you drink coffee, I'm sorry, just because you sell coffee for a living doesn't mean that I necessarily want to buy coffee from you. But the most important thing is to even wonder if I, or find out, or ask if I even drink coffee. I might be a tea drinker. Dr. Pepper might be my flavor of choice. Who knows? But don't assume. Ask questions. Listen. Pay attention. Be committed to doing that. The word commitment and follow-up come up in everything that we do. Because after you've had that conversation, you want to wait a couple days. You want to make sure in that conversation to say that you're going to follow back up with them and make that commitment to go right to your calendar and put it on there so you don't miss the appointment or the chance to show them your credibility, and two, to follow up with them and stay in contact with them, stay in front of them. And when you call them up, it's not just to bend their arm to make sure that they're going to buy from you. Find out if they had any questions. Find out if they needed to know anything a little bit clearer, or did they understand everything you were sending. Find out what they thought. Ask questions. And listen. And be flexible to know that not everybody's a fit for you. And if they're not a fit for you, find out how you could help them and maybe introduce them to somebody else. Or keep a note of it to make sure that you could introduce them down the road to somebody that might be helpful for them. Or maybe you know somebody that could use their services. Remember, it's not all about you. And we're supposed to make it all about the other person. That's kind of a hard thing to wrap our head around. How about thinking about it like this? I'm going to do the best I can to help someone today. Improve their self or their business. And I'm willing to accept anything that comes from that. Change your thought process. Change your commitment. Be committed to follow up with everyone. So if you don't, I'm sure they're not going to be knocking on your door to do business with you just because you got a pretty website or some great commercial or some tagline. It's not the way it works. I don't want to spoil anybody's dream, but you're not the only one doing what you're doing out there. There's thousands of people doing what you do, and there's thousands of people thinking how they can improve to do what you do. and they're coming out with a cheaper way of doing it. So there's no guarantee that what you're doing is going to last forever. The only guarantee you have is you can be committed to follow up with people forever. Stay tuned in to listening and being flexible to change the way you do things, to improve the process. If you're not committed to doing that, you need to get some help with someone that can help you with that. Maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's an accountability person, maybe it's a business coach. Maybe it's someone that you look up to that you can just have a conversation and ask these questions to. It's really important to understand these processes. If you don't, you're going to be struggling all the time. You know, I mentioned reading the Bible. I read the Bible every morning. And one of the things I found out with reading that Bible is I don't always understand it. I don't understand the message. Someone said to me, "You're not listening hard enough." Well, I can't help it. I'm listening the best I can. And then I find out that sometimes I'm not supposed to hear that message today. It's just something for later. So just like when you're out talking to a prospect or in your networking group or cold calling, and you have a conversation with someone, it doesn't mean that what you're hearing today is forever. It might be something that's needed for later. So don't discount it. Listen. Take notes. Value the information that you're gathering. Be flexible enough to improve yourself. If you don't, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle all the time. And if you struggle all the time, what happens? We throw our hands up and we quit. We turn around right before we hit the jackpot. You know, I spent 20 years in the gaming industry, from a dealer all the way up to an executive director of operations in a casino in a couple different places in Las Vegas and in the riverboats in Mississippi. I watched a lot of people gamble. I did a lot of gambling. And there's a lot of times where I said, well, if I just would have stopped at that point, if I would have just followed what I was committed to doing, if I would have just committed to the plan that I made before I went in there to sit down at a table, I could have won a lot of money. I did walk away with some great stories, but try to pay your electric bill with that story. I did gain wisdom from the School of Hard Knocks. I try to pay a bill with that. So you got to be smart enough to commit to a plan. You got to be smart enough to commit to making a plan. And you need to be smart enough to follow up on everything that you committed to make sure that you don't have to adjust. Be a little bit more flexible, or look at it in a different light. We don't always do the right thing the first time around. It's like riding a bike. You just didn't jump on it and start riding with no hands. You had training wheels. You had to fall down a few times. You had a few cuts and bruises. If you didn't, if you're telling that story, you're lying. And if you didn't have the bumps and bruises and scrapes and cuts in the business, you're not in business. No. You have a spouse that makes a lot of money. So be committed to being flexible, to listen, to follow up, to be better at being you, at being better as a business owner, as a parent, as a spouse, as a friend, as a volunteer. Be better. Commit to being better. And I can guarantee at the end of the day, when you notice how fast time is going through day by day, month by month, year after year, you're not going to say it's going so fast I can't keep up. You're going to say that it's going so fast and I'm so thankful for trying to make sure that I'm learning every day. Because now you're gaining wisdom. And with wisdom comes success. It doesn't always equal a dollar sign. But at the end of it all, what do you do with the money? When they're burying you in the ground, you know, what do they do with all that money you have? I've yet to see anybody go laid out in a coffin with hundreds of thousands of dollars laying around them. I have seen people fight over the money that was left over. It's your choice, right? Of course, we'd all like to leave something behind for everyone in our family and people that we donate money to. That would be great. But in the meantime, along the journey, focus on the commitment of being flexible, to learn more, to follow up what you plan day after day after day, and be willing to adjust it to be better. So my name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here on Workshop Wednesday, every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with my guest, Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, who is a renowned life coach, author, speaker, radio personality, a host, and brand ambassador. She's got some great stuff. And, you know, we talked about commitment. We talked about being flexible. We talked about following up with our plans. A lot of times it comes from deep inside of us that we have these little commitments to not do things. And sometimes we have to look inside of ourselves to figure out what button that is to push to release the defense mechanisms that we're carrying around with us. So I think you're going to find some interesting things with Dr. Brian. She's going to be able to show us some things that are going to help us get on the right path with being a better us. So I often say this, if you're not the best you can be, you're never going to be better at anything. So it starts within. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back and, talk to Dr. Bryant. I want to make sure everybody knows 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. You can email Tony at Workshop Wednesday, Tony at workshop-wednesdays.com. Sorry about that. My lips are moving faster than my voice. Also, you can just hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. Just type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, and you'll find us for sure. Stay tuned. Fill up the bottle of water. Get another bottle of water. Fill up the coffee cup. Get a piece of paper. You're going to want to take some notes. This is going to be valuable information that Dr. Brian's going to be giving us. So we'll be right back after this here short break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, one of the things I want to make sure everyone knows is we are doing something a little different here at Tough Talk Network. We are, we've adjusted some of the programs that we have and making some availability for people that want to host their own radio show. So if you're interested in doing that, hey, contact me. Okay, you can find me at tony@tonygambone.com. And I'd love to talk more with you. You can go to the website, toughtalkradionetwork.com, and click on Become a Host tab and fill out the information, and we'll contact you as well. I want to help you get recognized worldwide. Just a little bit of information about that. There's over 140 million people listening to internet radio every month, and I don't know how you're being heard, but this is a great way to get your voice a little bit wider and longer. My first guest today, my my guest today. I'm sorry, I'm used to having two guests, and today I just have Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, and she's a renowned life coach, author, speaker, radio personality. She's a host and a brand ambassador. This young lady does a lot of things, but what I'm really interested is she is a spiritual life coach. She's a doctor of psychology and a spiritual life coach, and I'm always, always excited about that because, well, I think it really starts inside of us. And if we can figure out the bits and pieces that make that work better, I'm always excited. So I hope you're ready for Dr. Bryant. Dr. Bryant, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Tony. Thank you for having me. And good morning, everyone.
We are so thankful to have you on our show today. And a couple of things I want to do before we dig into all the things in the books and stuff that you do, is I want people to understand a little bit about you. So where are you calling in from, and where are you from originally?
Absolutely. I'm calling in from Los Angeles, California, and I'm originally from San Pedro, California.
Okay. So you have been in the same area for a while. Have you ever left there to go to school somewhere or traveled, you know, in other parts of the world or the country?
Yeah, well, you know, I left about, say, I traveled about an hour and 15 minutes away from home when I started my undergraduate, and it felt like I was in another country because I am from a small town, and my family and I are very, very close, very enmeshed, and so when I left an hour and 15 minutes, literally, I mean, I thought I was like, you would have thought I was across the world for myself and for my family. It was challenging, but as we see, I got through it.
Yes, and probably with some great lessons of life in that journey as well.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely a very, very interesting journey. I experienced growing up as a young child. I experienced a few traumatic events and abandonment issues, and so that has a lot to do with what has inspired me to write my book, Mental Detox, as well as, get in the field of psychology and start my life coaching, spiritual life coaching career. I took a lot of the gems and tools that God provided me with through my journey and my experience, and I today now provide those tools and gems for other individuals. And it is the most rewarding and enlightening thing to be able to be a vessel and to be of service of God and people at all times. That's my purpose and that's my mission.
Love it. Now, I'm looking at, so people can go to your website, and it's mentaldetoxbook.com. And I'm reading, you know, I always tell all my listeners, if you don't take the opportunity to go look at someone's website, you're cheating yourself out of some valuable information. Now, you're not just another pretty voice here on the show. You've done a lot of things. I mean, you've had the privilege of working with John Travolta, Anthony Hopkins, Mel Gibson, Chaka Khan, Adam Levine. The list just keeps on going to Ellen DeGeneres, Weight Watchers, Entertainment One, CBS, Hollywood Husbands. It's a whole list of things. So I'm really honored that you took time to be on our show today here. But with all that said, there's something in the beginning of your about the author, okay? You're well educated. You have a master's, and you like a lot of people went to college, didn't understand what you were doing, and then you found the reason that you were so passionate about doing this was because you were able to heal yourself. And I think a lot of people do what they do in business of any sort, because it started with something personal. So share that with us.
Absolutely. And I just want to say mentaldetoxbook.com, that's the website for my book. And then the website for all of Dr. Bryant is drbryant.co. I just wanted to add that to what Tony just stated. And then to answer your question, you know, you're absolutely correct. It comes from... So on your journey to finding your authentic self and your purpose, it comes from an internal place of your own journey. And when you undergo so many, you know, different circumstances, you tend to find your purpose, you know. And the thing is, this circumstance, it shapes and it creates character. And so we all don't like going through certain circumstances. But if you shift your perspective to understand that the circumstances that you undertake are exactly what's needed to shape your purpose, and also to get you in your purpose and to build the character and tools needed to be able to provide, heal, and serve others. And so while you're in your chaos, which I speak about in my book, the chaos a place is actually the prime place for opportunity and for growth. And that is the space we want to be in. And for myself, I had to go inward, and I had to build something called substance and character. And I say this all the time in my book as well. You know, when you are a microwave person, you're going to attract microwave people and opportunities. But when you go within and you do your work and you heal yourself and you get into those pain pockets and you get in contact with those and you go ahead and you break the barriers that are stopping you from receiving God's blessings and from being open to the vessels that God put in place into your life to present you with messages and guidance, you then become a full course meal. And as we all know, when you're cooking a full course meal, sometimes that can take days or hours. If you're talking about a Thanksgiving meal, you're looking at 12 hours. Some people prepare the day before Thanksgiving, and that food is prepared with love and time and patience. And I say that in parallel to being a person who undergoes a really intense healing process. God is the process. God is the journey, and that is what we need to trust. The process, the journey, i.e. God. And so, yes, absolutely, it comes from undergoing your own metamorphosis, which is your process, which is your healing process. And in the midst of that healing process, it is the most rigid, turmoilous process you can undertake. However, it is the most rewarding. And when you're out of that process, you're undergoing, you know, then you have so many tools to offer, and you're in your exact service. And for myself, again, my purpose and mission is to always be a service of God and be a vessel first. And whatever position or form I have to take to be able to serve, that's the form that I am honored to be in and excited to be in.
Well, you made mention of a lot of valuable things there, but I'm on board with this, and I know some of my listeners might be rolling their eyes, but when you commit to the Lord, when you commit to His Word, it's easier to understand a lot of things, and it's easier to let go of a lot of things. But more importantly, it's the only way to improve your process. And I spoke about this before you came on the show, that if you don't improve yourself, you really can't do much for anyone. So, and I'm not telling everybody they need to just drop everything and run and get their Bible and start reading the Bible, but they do need to recognize why they're here, how they got here, and what makes it all happen, and spend a little time somewheres learning about others. God wants us to share the message with each other, and that starts with being transparent with yourself. So I'm totally on board with that. Now, what made you decide to write your book?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I went through a metamorphosis. I mean, my healing process was extremely intense, like extremely intense, to the point where I went to my therapist one day myself and I said, you know, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like, I feel like I am experiencing certain symptoms that are similar to depression, but I know that as a doctor, I can't diagnose myself. And I know that my symptoms aren't intense enough to really be depressed. And he looked at me and he said, you know what, Cheyenne, you're going through a metamorphosis. And I said, oh, my God, thank God I needed this confirmation. I felt like I was going bananas. And I say that to say it was so intense. And a lot of it had to do with my traumatic childhood and being an abandoned child and then growing up to being an abandoned woman. And at some point, the pain, my pain threshold became so intense it overflowed, and I had to look within. And when I came out of that healing process, and when I say out of the healing process, I don't mean that I'm done, because we're never done healing, we're never done growing. But when I came out of that one space or that one chapter of that healing process, I was in such alignment and balance. I was in such peace and tranquility that I thought there's no way on earth that I can experience this much inner joy inner peace, right, and not provide those tools and the know-how and the blueprint on how I obtained that space. And literally, Tony, 8 months, I had writer's block. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I want to write a perfect book. I want people to love this book. I want them to buy it. Then all of a sudden, I just said, you know what, let me pray on it. And I said, God, look, I want to put in this book. I want to be of service to you. I don't want to write what I want to write. I want to write what the readers need to read. That means every individual that comes in contact with my book, I want them to receive the message that you want them to receive. Have me be a vessel. I said that prayer one day. The next day I had that book written and edited in 30 days and released. That is the power of prayer and the power of God. And that is my exact experience.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to understand that the reason why they go through the struggles in life is so that they can teach others how to get through those struggles. But once again, they have to be willing to recognize the struggles and how to get out of that struggle. You know, and a lot of times people try to do it themselves, and, you know, it's just not possible. We're just not that smart. We're smart enough to get into trouble. We're just not always smart enough to get out on our own. So, now, your book is Learn the Power and Guidance to Implement Peace, Joy, Balance, and the Financial Abundance in Your Life. Okay, so if I read the book, what is one of the things that I'm going to have as a takeaway? I know there's a lot of things. But what's the most common thing that you're hearing people say?
Oh, it's so many. I know that one that comes to my mind is would be that it is just as damaging to not know how to receive as it is to not know how to give. A lot of us are givers, and you know, we come from a society that conditions us to think that, you know, receiving is bad, or when you're praying to God, asking to receive something or asking for things of Him is not either religiously correct or it's not ethical. It's just not okay. And in my book, I speak about, well, if you're constantly giving, how are you recharging? Who's pouring into you? So you can't pour into you and then pour out. And so we all are interconnected, and we all do need one another. As much as we would like to be extremely independent, that's not possible. So we depend on one another to pour into us as we pour out. But a lot of us have barriers, and we're not receptive to receiving, and so we end up drained, and we end up getting to a place in our life that we say we have no more to give, or the things that we're giving just aren't even fulfilling for ourselves, let alone our families or our loved ones. And I find that to be something that happens to assist a lot of married couples, a lot of individuals who are just going through, you know, the everyday life stressors or process. They're saying, you know, Dr. B, I'm drained. You know, I'm tired. Well, who's pouring into you? Where are you getting your recharge from? You know, everything has an expiration. And energy is powerful, but energy as well needs to be recharged.
Do you find that people say that no one really cares about me, that no one does, and I do everything for everybody, no one does anything in return? And most of the time when people say that, it's because they're not allowing someone to do for them. Is that kind of like the thinking?
You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And so I do a lot of meditational healing where I assist a lot of my clients through a meditational exercise, and I help them break down the barriers, the resistant barriers that are stopping them from receiving whatever it is, they from love to, you know, success to pouring in of just needing to be nurtured or self-care. And oftentimes I always say, you know, it's not our job to seek, or should I say to go find or looking for anything. It's our job to break down the barriers that are stopping us from receiving what's already ours. What's already ours. And I say, you know, life is like a computer. When we want or need or ask for something, God puts that in our file. But guess what, Tony? It doesn't download until we are ready to receive that. And so it's not that it goes away. It's just when we are ready, when we allow God to put us through the process of which is called preparation, then the opportunity will then download into our life. And it really is that simple. the hard part, or not hard, but the challenging part, is breaking down the barriers that are stopping things from downloading into our life that are already ours, that we're asking for, that we're desiring.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so simple, but yet so complicated sometimes.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
It really is. And I find that people get frustrated and give up the faith because they're not willing to allow, you know, it shows maybe that they're not as, and I'll use men as an example, okay, because I can speak for men. You know, we believe that we're supposed to be the leaders of our family. We're supposed to do everything. We're supposed to feed the family. We're supposed to do this. We're supposed to do that. And a lot of times, being the leader of the being a leader doesn't mean you're in charge of anything except yourself. You lead by example, and you have moms who feel as though, you know, they're supposed to take care of the children, supposed to take care of the house, and you know, and they just wear themselves out instead of working as a team to kind of be able to show what the need is, what they need. We all need something different on different days, but a lot of couples are too busy doing what they think they're supposed to do instead of understanding how it would work better as a couple. So do you work with a lot of couples, women, men, both? How does that play out?
Absolutely. And I love one word you said that is absolutely brilliant is the word believe, because we were convicted by our belief, and our belief is formed by conditioning and or learned behavior. That's what makes belief so amazing, is because whatever we have learned to believe, we can unlearn and learn new ways of believing or exhibiting behavior that are conducive to our happiness. And the thing is, you know, I find that a lot of couples are getting into relationships with beliefs that have came from their households that were dysfunctional to begin with. So now you're bringing in dysfunctional beliefs into your new family, and the word new is important because you're entering a new space within your life as a couple. So then that makes it okay to create new rules that are in alignment for you too. And so, again, the barriers that need to be broken down in that situation would be to break down the conditioning, the learned behavior that came from the perception that was shaped in the household you grew up in and in society and conditioning, and be authentic. And the word that's most important is vulnerable enough to get to know one yourself and allow your partner to get to know you so that you guys can actually come up with a plan that's conducive for you as a couple, without the conditioning and the barriers being there to tear apart or intoxicate the relationship. And that's very important because a lot of us, you know, have a challenge or a problem or issue with letting go of those old beliefs that mom or dad gave us, you know, believing that the man has to be the leader, and the leader means that I have to put all this baggage on my shoulders and I have to carry that around. But you said something important. Part of being a leader is leading by example and also knowing how to give up that leadership position or share that leadership position with your partner, and then sometimes allowing them to be the head. And that's okay as a man. And that's okay as a mother to allow your husband to be the nurturer sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I find it
interesting. And that makes for a good balance.
I find it interesting that, you know, I do a men's Bible study. And, you know, guys, we're just, you know, we're not the smartest tool in the shed, right? But the thing of it is we only know what we know. And a lot of times we take that baggage that we brought with us and we use that as an excuse why we can't learn anymore. So it's really important to understand, you know, as you go through life, what I try to tell men anyway is you're setting the example for what your children are going to do when they get to be in your spot. So a lot of times we don't care about ourselves so much, but we say everything is for our children. So that, I think, could be the real reason why a husband and a wife sit down and get a plan together that's going to reflect on their children and improve themselves. Because sometimes we need a better reason than just ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes, but it's also very important to understand that the kids, obviously, they are part of a priority, but they are not the priority. See, a lot of marriages fail in that department where the kids come into the family dynamic and they forget that there was people prior to adding an addition of one or two. And, you know, a family dynamic or a family system works as though if one part of that system is lacking, then guess what? That entire system is suffering. So we all have to make sure that we're feeding into one another and providing the needs that are necessary for that system to function effectively and healthy.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb here and ask this question that my wife always rolls my eyes when I talk about it. Now, my wife and I have been working in the same business for over 20 years, and, you know, once I realized that she was the boss, everything went nice and smoothly, right? But here's the
thing. Well, you know, your mother raised you right, Tony. She raised you right.
Yeah, either that or I just got tired of losing the battle. But one of the things that I heard a husband and wife speaking, I think it was on a Darren Hardy interview, about family and how, you know, a husband and a wife should take their children, sit them down, and have a weekly meeting like a corporation does or a business does. And not only to sit down when there's a problem, but to sit down and have a family meeting. And let them know what everyone's expectations are. Make them part of the family instead of being like a dictatorship, right? What is your thoughts on that? Like, I think that life is like a business. You get what you put in, you reap the benefits. Kind of like, you know, what Jesus says, right? You reap what you sow. But the thing of it is, as a family unit, you're raising children, and let's say, you know, now they're like 6, 7 years old, and you're going to sit down and you're going to have a meeting and just kind of go over what the family wants to do and just make them a part of it. And as they grow older, you know, give them responsibilities and pay them for those responsibilities, just like it was a job, and prepare them for life later. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that's a brilliant idea. You know, the only thing I would add to that, or one of the things I would add to that, would be that alongside the paying them for certain responsibilities, or I should say duties, I also believe that they should get used to being of service. And when I say service, service for no payment, so that can become a part of their character. Because in life, there are many things along your way of growth that you're going to be placed in a position of being of service that have nothing to do with an end result or a payoff. And that's where the divine or God comes in. And so I think that piece I would add to it. And then also I think it's brilliant to be able to allow everyone, I call it a perception exchange, to allow the family to have a perception exchange. So you check in, you know where everyone is, and you're allowing everyone to express themselves and become vulnerable. So what you're doing is you're teaching your children not only the way of the world, like you stated earlier, but also how to get in contact with their feelings, and then you accept them for who they are and where they are in that space in their life. And so that's helping them not so much live in dogma, which a lot of, you know, individuals grow up facing. And so I think that's brilliant. I think if a lot of families incorporate that into their system, they would then be able to have more of a prevention versus having to have intervention.
Yeah, yeah. And as long as they didn't do it all sitting around a table text messing to each other what they were saying, I think it would work. But, you know, we live in a tough environment now. So I always wonder. You know, my youngest is 20, my oldest is in her 30s, and it's not too late, you know what I mean? I made a lot of mistakes, and I know a lot of people make a lot of mistakes, but you mentioned it earlier, you're going to keep making mistakes as long as you're breathing. The idea is to recognize them and do something better from it, you know what I mean? So it's not a mistake, it's a learning, more or less. So, you know, Dr. Cheyenne, we're going to run out of time here, and there's so many more things I wanted to do. I'm going to reach out to you to get you on my Christian radio show that I do, because I love it when people God into the mix. So, a couple questions I have for you. One is the one thing that you want to make sure that everyone that hears this interview and podcast that's going to be out there for years, the one thing that you want them to get today to use, what would that be?
It would be to always be your authentic self, whoever that is. And I say this all the time, their authenticity will bring you internal and external peace and wealth. However, dogma will eat you up alive. And when I say authenticity, we are forever changing. So who your authentic self is today, be okay with that authentic self being different tomorrow. That is called growth, and it's inevitable. So embrace it and absolutely trust the process. And one last thing would be, you know, we go to man for far too much and God for far too little. And we have to be cognizant of that.
Yeah, but God's not on our time schedule. I mean, like, he's on a different time schedule, so he's not really keeping up with our needs. We need to know today.
Tony, I love you. Let me just put this in there. No, I love you. Let me tell you why. My assistant used to say all the time, oh, my God, you're running behind. And I used to say, honey, God's time, baby. God's time. And when I would show up, it would be perfect for me to be of service or to heal someone or whatever it was. The timing was perfect. And I always say when I do my motivational speaking, I said, listen, there's human time and there's God time. And I run on God's time. Doesn't make it okay for me to be late, but I run on God's time. And it's not easy for me either, but I have to remember, God says, honey, do you want a microwave or do you want full course meal? I say, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Yeah. So what's the one verse in the Bible that keeps you upright?
It is better to be obedient than sacrifice.
I like that.
That is my verse. And
I also, you know, I speak on the word, I spent 20 years in the casino industry, not too far from California in Las Vegas. And the one thing I speak on when I speak is the word gamble as an acronym. And the B in gamble stands for belief. And one of the things that you said that I made a note of is your belief comes from conditioning and learn what you've learned. And I really think that's true because we don't know any better. We don't know what we don't know. But a lot of times people aren't aware or willing to learn. I always say that they have to be in a life-threatening situation to learn about the Lord or learn about how they could do better. So hopefully what you're doing is going to keep people from being in that life-threatening situation before they surrender to understanding more about themselves and why they were put here and how they can share that word. So, Dr. Brian, I just so much want to say thank you to you. Tell people how they can contact you, where they can buy the book, and I know you have something coming up this month, end of the month, I believe, in California, the 28th. I've seen something on your calendar. Tell people about all this stuff.
Absolutely. So you can keep up with all of Dr. Brian at drbryant.co. And you can keep up and follow me on social media at _Dr. Bryant. My Facebook is under Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. And you can purchase my book again at my website at drbryant.co. I have a calendar that's on my website where you can go on there and pretty much view everything I have going on. And I would love for you to attend the event. If you have any questions or even just want a bit of little life coaching advice, you can always contact me via my contact form on my website or DM me on my social media. I try my best to reply to all of your questions, your answers, and my supporters. And also, I just wanted to make sure that I put out there that I want to thank Burwell Entertainment for, you know, always assisting in being able to provide things like this connection between you and I, Tony. So I just want to say that. And I want to thank you for having me on and tell you that I honor you and I respect you for doing what you're doing. And thank you for being a vessel for just, you know, people like myself and everyone else who tunes into your show. And you're great. And just keep it up.
Well, I'm really blessed to be able to have you on the show. And, you know, it's just really fun. For me, it's even unexplainable. You do a radio show, So you probably can relate to this. I learn more on my radio shows than if I went to another, you know, year of schooling, you know, every year. So tell people how they can plug into your radio show.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm not currently on an actual show right now. I was doing a few different shows prior to this about 4 or 5 months ago. We're working on another radio podcast and live show. So when I do have that, or I'm able to release that information, I will do it via my website and my social media. But I want to touch on something you said that is extremely in alignment with Bill. I always tell my clients and my readers and so forth, I say, look, you guys always want to thank me and give me this gratitude, but I learn and I'm empowered so much from you that it's unbelievable. And not that I that's not my goal or my payoff or that I look for that end result, but it happens organically and because not one person heals alone. So,
yeah. Absolutely. It's a God thing. I can't help it, you know, because I can't explain it. But, you know, I go and speak, and sometimes people say that was really an awesome speech, and I wish I could remember what I said. It was just God talking through my lips. So, you know, I get it, and I've been blessed to be able to do this for almost 7 years. So if you need any help with the radio show, that's what we do here at Tough Talk. I'd be more than happy to sit down and talk with you about the different ways that we could help you with that as well. So, Dr. Bryant, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you have a blessed week, and I look forward to I'm going to reach out to your assistant and get you on another one of our shows.
You got it. My pleasure. You have an awesome, wonderful, blessed day, Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and I just want to make sure before we do that, you go to drbryant.co, okay? Go through the website. Get the book, Mental Detox. Okay, it'll be a way for you to learn the power and guidance to implement peace, joy, balance, and financial abundance in your life. And if you're telling me you have all of that, I want to meet you because you're a special person. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here at Workshop Wednesday, and we'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, and I'm back. My name is Tony Gambone, and we're here on the Tough Talk Radio Network every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Time. And great interview with Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. Make sure to check her out at drbryant.co. Check out her book, Mental Detox. It's a great show today, folks, and I want you to know that if you're interested in being a guest on the show, go to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com, register. We'd love to have you on here to bring what you're doing to the listeners. So, once again, if you're interested in hosting your own show, give us a holler, tony@tonygambone.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take this last second to wish everyone a successful week and to remember what we talked about in the beginning of the show. Okay, it all comes down to commitment and following up to your commitment. Okay, be more flexible in your day, be more flexible in your personality, and try not to give yourself too many things to do in a day, so you will definitely be able to acquire success in completing your list. My name is Tony Gambone. You're here on Tough Talk Radio Network, and I wish everyone a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.